listening to Fritz and Friends on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends, everyone. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley. More compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone to my next guest. I've been looking forward to speaking with him, Kurt Dykstra, who is the mayor of Holland, Michigan. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, I'm very well. I wanted to get a hold of you. Last week in Holland, you kind of announced the Pay It Forward Holland campaign. And so I wanted to connect with you because I love stories like this and talk about what that Pay It Forward Holland campaign is all about. Why don't we talk about what it is and then we'll talk about where the idea came from.
Sure, sure. It's kind of our local adaptation of this international phenomena that I think stems largely from the movie of a few years ago, the concept of doing an act of kindness for someone else with the hope, maybe even expectation, that the person who is the recipient of that kind act does it next for someone else, pays it forward to someone else, and the chain continues so that it encourages people to both appreciate the reception of kind gifts, but it also encourages them to themselves be kind and generous to other people.
And how does your Pay It Forward campaign actually work in Holland?
Sure. Ours kind of got its start. About a year ago, the city of Holland was named in a Gallup poll as the second happiest city in the United States, behind Boulder, Colorado, but ahead of Honolulu. And this was very nice, especially coming out in February. The fact that a Michigan community ranks so high, especially kind of a small community that I would even dare say many people across the country might not have heard of, caught some people's attention, including Diane Sawyer and ABC News. So they sent a crew out to Holland to kind of figure out why in the world, or how in the world, a small community hard hit by economic issues in a state like Michigan in the winter ended up ranking so highly in this survey. Well, we had this great story that happened, and we got a lot of wonderful media attention out of it and all these good things. But one thing that we had happen was a woman from Brooklyn, New York, named Ramona Scott, saw the Diane Sawyer broadcast and then wrote me a nice little note and included a check for $250 in her letter. And in her letter, she said that she was a fan of the Oprah Winfrey Show, and Oprah Winfrey had been a big proponent of this Pay It Forward concept. And she said Holland seemed like a pretty nice spot, and she saw the news broadcast and thought, you know what, I'm going to act on this Pay It Forward idea. So I received her check, and that in and of itself was a really nice story, a very touching story. And we in our community said, this is such a great bit of generosity from this woman who I suspect had never, ever heard of Holland, Michigan before this. So we said, let's not just simply accept the gift and pay it forward in a one-time activity. Let's try and create a bit of a program to encourage others to act upon the generosity of this woman who many of us had, or none of us had ever met, and I suspect that she had never set foot in Holland before. So that's kind of the genesis of how this works.
And then from there, you took that kind of seed money and other people donated money. And if I'm involved in this, what am I actually doing? There's a $100 and 4 cards that are given to different organizations to help spread the good deeds. Is that kind of how we start the process?
Yeah, that's certainly part of it. What had happened is her $250 then grew to over $1,000 and has since in the past week grown even higher than that. And what we did is we took, we identified 10 different local organizations and gave them each $25 grant along with a little business card. And the business card says Pay It Forward Holland and gives a website on that card, which is simply payitforwardholland.org, and there's a little number on the card. And the idea is if you're the recipient of one of these cards, you can go to this website and input the specific card number and input whatever it was that was done nicely for you and then input also when you do something nicely to someone else. So we can see as a community and really as anybody who checks this website, how this has spread, where it's gone, and what kinds of nice deeds are being done by people throughout the world who receive these cards. But you don't actually have to receive the monetary gift as well. There's a way to go to this website and either order cards or just simply download one and go ahead and make it your own.
There, that you were one step ahead of me. That was my next question.
Go.
So as you know, and again, these things don't have to cost any money. It can be as simple as letting someone go ahead of you in a grocery line.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, sometimes there's monetary value involved. Other times, it's that simple smile that you know, we all hear the lousy news that goes on in our world, and sometimes it's those simple little positive things that can really make a day even better than what it otherwise might be.
So you're about a week into, am I correct, about a week into the process? What kind of feedback are you getting? Are you getting some inputs to the website on the random acts of kindness that have happened?
Yeah, we are certainly getting some that have been happening, and we expect that to continue. We've had over 2,000 hits to the website so far. We've had over 2,000 of these specific business card, pay it forward cards ordered and sent everywhere from, you know, people within the Holland area all the way to South Carolina. We've had people from Canada and France logging in and checking in. So, it's been a lot of fun, and I expect that it will only continue to grow and spread, and it'll be fun in a week or 6 months to see all the different stories that are now logged on this website.
So you're going global with this.
We are. Yeah, we're very, you know, pleased and excited about that. And, you know, we look forward to, again, reading and seeing what other people are doing for other people around the world.
Has this exceeded your expectations, Mayor?
It really has. You know, it was so wonderful to get this great gift and from Ms. Scott. And then you just never know how it's going to be received. But the response has been incredibly positive and really incredibly more than what we could have, I think, imagined when we kicked it off a week ago.
Where could people go to see the website and kind of follow along or ask for cards?
Sure. Two spots. You can either go to the City of Holland's website, which is simply cityofholland.com, and there's a link there to it, or you can go directly to this website, which is payitforwardholland.org.
Well, I'm involved with a Pay It Forward, some events that happen here in the Lansing area, and I know how much fun these are to go out into the community and do. And so I'm excited for you, and I'm guessing with all of these wonderful things and these Paying It Forward events and Random Act of Kindness, you've got to be America's most happiest city instead of the second one shortly, I'm thinking.
It works for me.
Very good. Well, we'll work on that. We'll work on getting some voting going or something. I appreciate your time with me this evening. I'm glad to connect with you, and thanks for telling about this. I'd like to connect with you again and see how it's going in weeks and months ahead.
Well, I'd love to do that, and thanks for having me on.
Thank you so much, Kurt.
Have a good night.
You as well. Kurt Dykstra, the mayor of Holland. I'm still trying to figure out, it's America's second happiest city. He sounds like a pretty happy guy to me, and I think we need to work on number one. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.